okay, looking back, what is your all-time favourite memory of YFC? I know that's probably really hard, but you can only give me one.
Okay, only one. It'd have to be winning rally.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the year I was lucky enough to be rally queen. Uh-huh. I was also club chairman. And we'd had a bit of a tough year in club.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect that we'd win. I remember sitting there next to another fellow member, Carol Bevan, who was rally queen attendant. And fourth, third, second had been read out. And I went, oh my gosh, Carol, we've got this.
We're not in the top four.
Yeah, as you know, Ricardo, for Clisa Radon, we put pressure on ourselves massively, definitely. Especially for the rally. And I remember just thinking, oh my gosh. And Tom Bevan, actually another past Clisa Radon member, was county chairman at the time, and he announced that Hermon had won. And he did drag it out, because then he went, and then I just remember him announcing Clisa Radon and the whole of the area where Clisa Radon was just erupting. I think I nearly managed to control myself, but I nearly started crying on stage. And yeah, just incredible. That was probably one of my favourite memories.
Especially with being queen as well.
Yeah, being queen. And I hadn't even clicked, because for those listening that don't really maybe know how Pembrokeshire work, the queen always presents the rally trophy. Mm. And I hadn't even clicked that I hadn't been given the rally trophy, because the county staff had spoken earlier in the day and said, if Clisa Radon win, not long before the awards, if Clisa Radon win, well, Katie can't present it to herself as chairman. And I hadn't clicked. Yeah. It hadn't even dawned on me. So I obviously wasn't really paying attention to where that trophy was. I was just listening to the results.
Yeah.
Miss probably, if I had to choose one, that would be a standout, because it was such an achievement for the club. Not meaning to be selfish, but it was such a proud moment for myself.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it, and we had a really, really fun time celebrating. I do have to mention, though, was probably one of my other favourite memories, and it wouldn't be anything necessarily to do with Clisa Radon, but it would actually be from Rally this year. Mm-hmm. Being able to announce Keys and YFC as the winners of the Rally for the first time ever. Will stick with me. Being on that stage, knowing what their reaction was going to be, having seen the results, and just being able to watch them.
That was a fantastic moment. I thought the stage was going to collapse.
Oh my God.
With our president jumping up and down, isn't it?
I thought I was so scared I was going to fall off that stage. But that was incredible, and that will stick with me for a long, long time.
Definitely. Do you have any regret? What's your biggest regret within YFC? Have you got any?
There's probably two I've got. One, I never did the cookery competition, because I think that is the only competition that I've completely evaded.
Wow.
I don't know whether the club trusted me to cook. Maybe that was the reason, so maybe it's a good thing. But that one was one that I was like, oh, I really want to try and do it before I finish, and never managed it. And then the other one is I didn't take the travelling opportunities more.
Mm-hmm.
I travelled in 2012
to Scotland.
Yeah. Absolutely loved it. And then, I don't know, timings just didn't quite work out for various different reasons. And then, as you know, travelled to Patagonia with yourself in October.
Amazing.
And that was just phenomenal, just absolutely incredible. I think that's probably my biggest regret, is after Patagonia, that's made me kind of go, I should have done it more.
Mm-hmm. But at least you've done true tricks.
Exactly. I've had the experience, I've had the opportunity, but yeah, I think that was probably my biggest regret that I'll look on in 20, 30 years and go, I should have done more of it.
Would you tell members to go for
travelling? 100%. It's incredible. What other organisation gives you the opportunity to travel across the world with friends or that you know? We were lucky enough that we had three going from Pembrokeshire to Patagonia to then, if you don't know them, to making lifelong friends. Like that group of six now, we got so close out there, and I know we'll always stay in contact. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. So if members haven't applied, get applying. Mm-hmm. And if you have, just keep applying, because the opportunities are incredible.
Mm, definitely. Your biggest achievement?
Oh my
gosh. What would you
say?
One thing.
It'd have to be Wales chairman.
Yeah. It's a pinnacle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I was so lucky enough to be club chairman and county chairman, and some of the roles that you mentioned earlier on, you know, I'm so, so grateful for every single one, and I've never taken them for granted. But yeah, as I said, to be Wales chairman, to follow mum, to be the first one for Pembrokeshire in 10 years is just, amazing. It's incredible. Yeah, and I'm, as I said earlier, I'm still having pinch me moments. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is, nice. Yeah. And it meant so much to me to have Llysfam members there in the AGM. I think they all knew it meant a lot to me, but for those of you that were in the AGM, I choked up a little bit when I said thank you to them for coming. And I think afterwards they really realised
how much the club
how much it meant to me that they'd actually made the effort to travel up to Aberystwyth and be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they'd come up for the night out or, you know, the chairman's ball afterwards, that would have been incredible. But that they actually made an effort to come to the meeting, to the AGM, was just fantastic. So, yeah. Wales chairman has to be at the moment. I'm lucky for everything else I've had and all the opportunities I've been given, but yeah, that's got to be.
Definitely. Another thing I think I've seen that you've gained is learning Welsh.
Yes.
Because obviously I've known you for since we were junior members and you, well, couldn't speak Welsh really at the start, couldn't you? And now I was with you in Patagonia, you were fluent. So do you think YFC has given you that opportunity and has, you know, developed your ability to speak Welsh?
Oh, 100%.
It's given you the push maybe to learn.
It's given me the confidence.
Yeah.
So I learnt Welsh second language in school. So mum is a first Welsh language speaker and all of her family speak Welsh. But because of where I'm from in Pembrokeshire, it's a predominantly English area. Mm-hmm. Dad and his family don't speak Welsh. So although I've always been a bit of a sneaky one, I understand a lot more than I let on. My confidence in speaking it has never really been there. I went to university in Bath, so lost quite a bit then. Even though I did Welsh to A level, I just lost my confidence in it. But the movement's been fantastic. Members like yourself, friends from Llysfam, County, Wales, who now speak to me in Welsh because they know I want to learn and I just need that push and confidence.
Yeah.
Parents, friends, especially with Llysfam, have been fantastic, as in, your mum as well is one, as well as many other parents in Llysfam who will stop and make an effort to talk to me in Welsh. And don't, it's that non-judgmental element well, which is really important, that if I make a mistake or if I return to English, they don't judge me, like nobody judges me or corrects me. But the YSC movement has given me that confidence from, you know, competitions chairman having to stand up on stage and speak Welsh was huge to Wales chairman. And I did an interview on Tuesday with S4C and having those opportunities. And I think as long as, you know, I feel that I have to justify myself and I'll still say to S4C or, you know, if I'm doing an interview, Dwi'n Dysgu Cymraeg, I am learning Welsh. Just because I feel I want to make that clear. But when you're having the feedback, well, you don't sound like a learner or you don't...
No, you come on so much. It's amazing.
It gives you so much boost for your confidence, but I'll say it again and again, I wouldn't have had that without YFC at all, because the help and the support from other counties, other members, is just fantastic.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And it's the non-judging thing, isn't it? Because it's good to hear anybody trying to speak Welsh. We should never, ever... No. Welsh speakers should never judge anyone that's trying to speak.
And it's
speak
so
Welsh.
Important. That is crucial. The non-judgmental part is so crucial to it.
Definitely. So for the future now, what does it hold within YFC to start?
So within YFC, obviously, this year we've got loads of events coming up. So it's our standard competitions events coming up, which is really exciting. As I said, we've got Eisteddfod on Saturday. Hopefully have a little bit of a break over Christmas. Counties won't, as such, because they'll all be getting ready for the next sort of public speakings. But on a Wales level, as our competitions days or events, we won't really have anything then until March and the entertainment feast. Mm-hmm. We will have our rural affairs conference, however, in January, and we'll have our council meeting in January. So, just because we don't have a massive event, as in a competitions event, we're still working in the background, making sure things are ready for the next event, meetings, discussions with stakeholders. The future of YFC, we are looking at working on a strategic plan for the future of YFC, and looking at how, you know, whether we focus on retention or recruitment or both.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be crucial going forward, is the retention and recruitment of our members, making sure that we keep as a modern organisation for our members. But also, a lot of people have said in the winter fair we had poultry trussing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have said how nice it was seeing the old skills
traditional
coming back in.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. We've obviously got Young People's Village in the Royal Welsh Show, so we're working really hard on that and looking at ways to improve that. We did a lot of changes last year, so we're looking at ways on working on those changes and building on them. And then obviously it's just making sure we stick with our core principles as a youth organisation and that we develop it. We're really lucky. We've got a really good relationship with the unions and the agricultural industry, so it's obviously making sure that our members' voices are heard, especially with, dare I say it, Brexit and the general election, but making sure that our members' voices are heard and that we're representing the future of the agricultural industry as well as everything else.
Do you know, with the YOC calendar, do you think there is, I know it's a question that comes up quite a lot, do you think there are too many competitions?
Oh gosh.
What's your opinion on this?
I can probably be devil's advocate for this, because I would probably say yes. When I was a competing member, I would sometimes say yes. But then if you asked me what competition to get rid of, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm a bit of a devil's advocate on it, as in...
It's not fair to take away someone's favourite competition.
No, and everyone's got a different favourite competition. Sometimes I think that there are, or we've become, maybe as an organisation, too heavily competitive or focused on competitions. But that's the nature of it as well. You run from one competition to the next because there are so many fantastic ones. But as long as you do everything else outside of the competitions, your charity and community work, your travelling opportunities, your socialising with your friends, you know, as long as you have that balance between competitions and everything else, I think it works. As a county, so being from Pembrokeshire, we've often said, we won't do this extra competition comes in, but then some club or some members are interested in it, so we'll put it in. It's really difficult and it's a really fine balance. So yeah, I suppose I haven't really given you a definite answer there, because I struggle with it. I sometimes think that there are too many competitions, but as I said, I wouldn't know where to start and
what to pull out. Yeah,
I can't think of a competition I'd want to get rid of at all. So yeah, it's really difficult.
I think
there's something, as long as there's something for everybody and there's something that has our agricultural roots at heart and has something different for members to be engaged and interested in, and we evolve, I think we'll be okay. And as long as we have that balance between competitions and the other fantastic opportunities, then I think it can work.
Do you think there's still enough of a focus on the farming and agricultural side?
I think there is quite a strong focus on agriculture. We've got a really successful Rural Affairs Day, which will be held now beginning of January in Ibers, Aberystwyth. And that's actually growing year on year. We went to Getley Eye earlier 2019 for the first time, having moved it away from Bilth, and that worked really well, which is why now we're moving it again to Aberystwyth. And you can see the people that come to the event, they're really engaged, they're really passionate, and grassroots members, they're really passionate about the future of the agriculture industry, they're really wanting to learn. Our Rural Affairs Committee do a lot of work with NFU and FUW, as well as other stakeholders. We're really lucky to have the support of the unions and their engagement with our membership as well. We had a really good consultation evening, where we had David Ashford from Welsh Government present, we had NFU, we had FUW, we had Agri Advisor, they were all present. We had over 20 members turning up to really ask some really hard-hitting questions about the consultation in preparation to put our response in. So I think we do have a strong focus on agriculture, and I think if anything, it can only get stronger. You know, I'm not saying we're not a political organisation, we are democratic, but I think as long as we can portray our members' views, we're doing the right thing.
It's just a platform for the youth of the countryside, isn't
it's
it, basically?
Huge. And
whether you're a farmer or not.
Exactly, and we're so lucky, you know, we've had members go to so many different events within the unions, with external from the unions, to represent their members' views. It's incredible. I was really lucky on the Monday of Winter Fair to be invited to a meeting with the Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
And what an experience.
Incredible. And to be able to be in that room with other people from, or stakeholders from, the agriculture industry, that's a massive platform for Wales YFC, and that's fantastic. So it's incredible, the opportunities that we've got, and we really are recognised as an organisation of knowing what our members want in the agriculture industry, which is really good.
Yeah, no, obviously they're doing a fantastic job, fair play. Well, I know we could speak all day. We could talk and talk and talk. But I'll just ask for one piece of advice. So for anyone, you know, thinking about joining YFC or any junior members that have got their YFC careers ahead of them, what advice would you give to someone or thinking about joining then?
If you're thinking about joining, do it. Mm-hmm. You'll never, ever regret it. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Just get that membership card in. Join your local club. You become, as we sort of alluded to earlier, you become a YFC family. Llysfran and Pembrokeshire and Wales, they're all different variations of my YFC family, from the friendships, the experience, the opportunities. So if you're looking or thinking about becoming a member, just do it. Just get that membership form in because you won't regret it. Once you're a member, or if you're already a member, take every single opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what I said pretty much when I was county chairman, in various club dinners, was, I suppose, more specifically to junior members, but also this goes across the whole membership, is just take every single opportunity that comes your way. Never say no to it. This organisation can give you so, so much if you just take the opportunity, because trust me, soon you will turn 26, or I definitely should say 27, and not be able to compete, and you will just look back and think, I should have done X, Y and Z. So just, if an opportunity comes your way, whether that's a competition, a travelling opportunity, charity, community work, or representing your club or county onto a meeting, just take it, because you never know where it might lead you, and it'll just give you so much fun and experience.
Definitely, and you might even end up Wales YFC.
You never know. You never know.
Oh well, thank you, Katie. And before we finish, I can't do a YFC chat without a random YFC interview question.
Oh God.
So, if you were a chocolate bar, what would you be and why?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've actually ever been asked the chocolate bar question.
I was trying to think of something different. You've had puddings, crisps, car, whatever. But chocolate bar.
Oh. Gosh, now you've really made me think. Okay, I think just because it's a chocolate bar I really like, I think it'd have to be a Whisper Gold. There's different layers in it. And I think for myself personally, as you get to know me, you get to find more about me, and I just have different layers. As you get to know me, there's a little bit of caramel in this, there's a little bit of nice
sweetness
and extra surprise, and yeah, it's just quite a nice chocolate bar to eat.
Very good. You've done that type of question before, I can see.
Just once or twice, but not a chocolate bar.
Well, from this car park in Carmarthen at 7:30 in the morning.
Things you do for YFC.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for joining me, Katie. It's been a privilege to talk to you, and it's been so a lot of fun. So all the best with your forthcoming year and whatever else YFC has in store for you. It's been great, so thank you.
No, thank you, Inghara. It's been brilliant.
Thank you for listening to the Wales YFC podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any other episodes coming up. And thank you for supporting our movement once again. Until the next time, we look forward to seeing you then.